Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards third. Mankowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Mankowski. LaFleur moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Mankowski. Scott moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Henderson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Tavares. Tavares fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Tavares. Scott scores. Valentine goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Mozilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Mazzilli reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rogers trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 6-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Expos. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Flynn trying to get to home. Valentine throws the ball into Carter who tags Flynn who's trying to score from second, for the out. Swan moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6. And the Mets won. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Craig Swan. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mark Bomback now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mankowski hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. LaFleur fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on LaFleur. Tavares goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Expos. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mankowski moves to third. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Speer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mankowski scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Expos. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bomback fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Expos. Chris Speer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speer moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Norman now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Mark Bomback. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. John Pacella now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Ken Maka now playing third base. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a pop-up towards first. Mozzilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tavares. Scott moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mozzilli juggles the ball. That's an error on Mozzilli. Scott moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pacella has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Mankowski and over to Stearns, who tags Scott for the out. Dawson moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White throws the ball into Spear, who tags Henderson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino pinch hits for John Pacella. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.